要录制到四台车，然后通过蓝牙的声传，那些歌很简单。
It's never gonna get old, is it?
It's always good that in the first second, everyone in the room is laughing. Now, welcome. What was the country of welcome there?
We were talking China. Well, simplified Chinese, according to Google Translate.
Welcome to all our simplified Chinese listeners.
Be careful with that.
Yeah.
Welcome back our special guest, who we said we won't have back on again.
Yeah, immediately have had him back on. Carrots is...
He's
not even pressing the buttons. He's just sort of...
I'm just sitting here.
Lush to the audience.
How are you, mate? Welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you for having me back, guys.
Adam, a lot to get through, can I just say.
Yeah, it's going
to
be huge.
And can I just run you through a couple of things? It's good that we've welcomed the simplified Chinese listeners.
Sure.
That's done.
Yep.
Tick that off.
That's the main thing.
Boys, I think I've mentioned this to you, but just to, you know, anyone listening, so... Mum, Dad, someone who's accidentally tuned in Turkey or something, got an email the other day.
Future Joe.
Future me going, what could have been?
You got an email the other day.
I don't know. They must have got it through where we put the podcast up. Got an email from Dave.
On you, Dave. Good guy.
Yeah, great guy. He works at, I'll be honest, I feel like Joe was inserted into a very generic email. I don't think it was personalised at all. Anyway, Dave's from the UK. Just wanted to let us know that, Garrett, we don't have a drum roll. That's too much to ask, isn't it? Oh, hang on. Carrot, you're going to have to pad for a bit here, mate.
No, I reckon we actually do.
This is great radio.
No.
Podcasting.
Best I've got is...
Yeah, go on.
You're not meant to tell us what you've got. I don't even do this stuff, and I know.
Okay. No, the best I've got is... That's the closest to a drum roll.
I'll try and use that as a drum roll. All right, so Dave from the UK
Please
emailed
tell me.
Please
me we have a sponsor.
And he just wanted to let us know that... Go.
It's more of a joke now.
Well, it is. We are ranked number 399 in the UK for podcasts.
Woo!
That's amazing.
Or 400, presumably, which means we've knocked someone off the perch.
Wait, was that in the UK?
In the UK, so I don't know what's going on there.
They mustn't have many comedy.
There must be.
Do you want to do an acceptance speech?
Look, I'd just like to thank Dave from the UK, Carrots, and... I don't think anyone else is really involved in this podcast, so that probably covers it off.
Maybe the man across the table from you.
Nah, he's alright. Alright, thanks guys. Drinks on Adam. So anyway, there's that. So that's good news. Only 399 to go, boys, and we're at the top.
Tremendous.
Adam, we aimed for a 5:30 kickoff, just to pull the curtain back of the podcast.
How'd you go with that?
What is
by
the time check? How are we going here?
It's 6 p.m.
Okay, interesting.
Wow, on a Friday.
Yeah, we aim for a 5:30 kickoff. Carrots and I were driving together, traveling on horseback together, and we were late. And I said, "Can we leave a little spot?" Because I don't think there's a tight on this podcast. Yeah,
this is worth explaining why you're late.
This is worth explaining why we're late.
It's a legitimate reason.
And I will need to take a poll from you if Amy's around, and we might even have to get listeners involved on the socials somehow, because Carrots and I are at a disagreement really on how this has happened. Carrots, did you want me to sort of set the scene, or are you happy to sort of?
I think you can set the scene. Okay. I can kind of say.
Yeah, you finish it off for me.
Yeah, sure.
Driving along Sturt Street, if you're not from Ballarat, just the main street in Ballarat. We're at the traffic lights and I heard honking, like up ahead. And I was panicking. I thought I was getting honked. I was like, to Karen, why would I? He's like, you're not getting honked. Couldn't work out what it was. Anyway, we go down in the next block. So at the next set of traffic lights, as we pull up to the lights, what can only be described as World War One veterans come out in front on the pedestrian crossing.
They were already out there.
Yeah, that's right, they were. Yeah. Grey Nomads sort of vibe.
Yeah. Extinction Rebellion.
How many are you talking here?
It was a combined age of about 700.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was about 20 of them.
So
I was going to say,
at least 20 of them.
And doing a bit of an Extinction Rebellion.
So they're signed. They each had a letter. They're holding up a letter.
Yeah, it was kid. Yeah.
What is, it was something like climate change or something.
It was literally, I think, just
I think
climate
it was
change.
Just climate change. Yeah. I think maybe they were just wondering, can someone just tell me what it is?
No, it's more of an informational.
It wasn't, yeah, it wasn't really.
The guy with the question mark died of a heart attack on the way in, but there was going to be a question mark at the end going, what
yeah,
is this?
What is it? Yeah, so he didn't make it from the nursing home to the street to go on the road. Because I'm thinking that's what this was. It was kind of a nursing home outing.
That's right. Yep. Good on him for having a go. But
bloody good on it.
We managed to pull in and get in the
what
front
do
row.
We want? Climate change.
When do we want it? Bruce having a heart attack.
Hopefully, preferably before I die tomorrow.
Quickly.
Anyway, he's like
anyway, so we pull in. We managed to get into the front row, and
there's an alpha. There's an alpha.
There is
group.
There's clearly an alpha.
Well,
leading
every group's got to have a leader.
Every
don't
group.
They?
In it this was, group, it, was, it is obviously.
It was almost as if he was wearing a different uniform to the rest of
them.
Yeah, he was in more of a beige kind of.
He was standing ahead of the line.
I think he had a megaphone,
so he knew what he was doing.
Yeah, he's very much the team captain.
And everyone was getting very flustered and very angry in the other cars.
yeah.
But
that's what the beeping was, obviously.
Knowing
so.
That, knowing that Joe and I were obviously not in a rush, we didn't get angry.
No,
right,
and. So this is the bit that I need your opinion of.
Okay. Yep.
And Ivan's just
tell it from your perspective or my perspective.
Okay.
First?
Well, you tell it from. Well, no,
all right.
No,
we're
going to
get both sides.
Okay,
I've got to mediate here.
I'll tell
about
it from
that.
My
yeah.
perspective.
Yeah. You
first.
Go. Yeah.
So I made direct eye contact with the alpha, right in the wild.
Have a listen to it.
And I loved it. I thought it was very funny what they
the
were doing.
Alpha male makes contact.
The fight for dominance has begun.
You don't want to stare in their eyes for too long. They get a little bit like
horny.
I think he's a bit old for that. But anyway, I gave him the thumbs up and I started clapping and I had a big smile on my face because I love what they were doing. I think any.
Harris was telling me to wipe my window down and beep the horn in support.
I was no. That's not
such a protester.
They're in front. They're in front. They're blocking the road, and the light's green. It's red. It's about to turn green, and I make eye contact with the alpha. And I start clapping him
to let him know that you're there.
No, I cheer him on. I give him the thumbs up. I'm like, this is great, mate. I'm like mouthing, this is great from the car. And he looks at me. He makes eye contact. He smiles, and he's like, he gives me the thumbs up. He's happy that I'm supporting him.
Sure. Yep.
And he kind of turns. He turns around to all his colleagues. We'll call them. He's family, I guess, behind, and he kind of gives him the wave to like, all right, we've got one on our side, let's get off the road.
So Carrots thinks that he has talked that guy off the road.
I am 100% certain that if it wasn't for me, we would still be stuck at those
now.
Oh, hang on, the FBI's ringing me. They want a negotiator.
Now it's
I'm taking sorry.
It's possible that Carrots is 100% correct here, and he talked this
more
alpha
possible.
And his gang. It's also possible that they're just nice protesters. This is my theory. Maybe it's also possible that they're just nice protesters who were always going to leave when the lights turn green.
That's not a protest.
And that's what happened.
That's just like crossing the road and they're just doing it really slowly with a sign that says climate change.
Okay. Well, I know this has been probably a 10-minute break, so let me just close with this. Just to remind me what to talk about, all I wrote was carrots and a colon and not all heroes wear capes.
And I don't wear a cape. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, I'm going to give the points to Carrots today because he could have made a difference.
Well, kids, if you ever run into Carrots on the street, make sure you thank him for saving the planet. Okay.
On your favourite podcast platform.
It's Joe and Adam.
Guys, I don't know, when you obviously moved out of home, did you have to clean out your room at your parents' house?
I was pretty young when I moved out. I was only 23 years of age, which I think is pretty old as I say that out. I did have to clean the room out, yes.
Yeah. Or even if you haven't had to clean out your room, but in the past you've... Mum, Dad are going, righto, clean your room, throw some old crap out, and you go and do it anyway.
Yeah, by the time you get to our age, your mid-20s, you have 80% of your stuff is stuff you're never going to look at or use again. Correct? No, it's just stuff from your childhood.
That is absolutely correct.
You keep it though, right?
Of course, yeah. You're never going to throw it out.
No. Yeah.
You never use it.
So anyway, I am halfway through because I had to clean out all of my drawers and I had like a bookshelf that had a whole heap of stuff on it.
Yeah, great.
And then in the cupboards, it's just like clothes and like boxes full of stuff, which I haven't got to yet. But anyway.
Clothes you still use or like your primary school jumper?
No, like just, yeah, like really old stuff that I haven't worn in about 30 years.
So. Yeah, right. By the way, just
and
side
I'm not
note.
Even 30.
just side note. Until like a year or so ago when I did put on a little bit of weight, I could still fit into my grade 6 jumper. So.
Just is that a I don't know if that's a claim to fame or not.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing.
Yeah, now that I've said it out loud, I wish we could just move on.
Can we cut that out?
Unfortunately, we cannot be bothered. Yeah, go on.
Anyway, so there's a whole stack of like files on top of my chest of drawers.
Right.
Anyway, so I was like, right, I better go through that, throw some stuff out. And
this is mum and dad's.
This is a mum and dad's, yeah. Yeah. And in the like middle of this pile is just all this school stuff, right?
Mm.
So like old school reports from back when I was in high school.
You want to go over them.
You know, like...
French report probably in there.
French needs attention.
needs a lot of attention.
Maths, unsatisfactory.
English, all that sort is stuff. This his first language?
So there's a lot of high school stuff in there. And then as I progressed into the pile, it got into some of the primary school stuff, right?
Yeah, that's always good.
A couple more reports, a few certificates for being awesome.
We recommend he not go to high school.
100% effort award.
And I come across this, which I'm going to pull out of my bag right now.
Oh, you've brought in a prop. Yeah. Everyone at home will be able to see this, which is
probably something you did at work last
time for
week.
A bit of show and tell, right?
Oh, my God.
So just describe what you can see at the moment.
I would say A4, blue.
It's not A4.
A deep blue.
Not A4,
it's
though.
A4.
No, it is
it's
A4.
It is A4.
Yep.
Has it changed?
Oh, look who hasn't done prime school A4 for changed. 2 years, buddy. Have your eyes changed? Has the quality of your vision changed?
I know.
Anyway, it's deep, A4, it's maybe an A6 at a push.
A deep navy blue.
A deep navy blue, I do agree on that.
It's binded on the right-hand side.
It is, or left if you're
left.
Around.
Yeah, I think so, left.
So the correct. So the gist of it is it's a book, right?
Oh, sorry, I, that. Yeah, sorry, gotcha. I never read one. So.
So I've discovered this book, which I did in 2002 because it's got by Adam Spencer on it and copyright 2002.
Oh, already into the copyright.
Anyway, so the book is called
already got the intellectual
Water problem. Facts.
With a full stop. How much can you know about water? Not enough.
Well, I'm going to read it through because there's some pretty interesting facts in there.
Oh, yes, go.
Historical document for some farmers these days.
Yep, this is absolutely
it's
fantastic.
It's the textbook on water.
Water fact number one.
How old are you, by the way, when you wrote this?
So 2002, I would have been 9.
9, okay, fresh.
Water fact number one. Water can be violent at times when the sea gets very rough in storms. Yeah. And there's a clip art picture of a fish in a boat.
Why is the fish out of the water?
Why would the fish be in the boat? The fish is rowing the boat. So he's going to be dead within 20 seconds. So right.
What font is that?
I've got no idea.
You've done what? If people can't see this, but what Adam's done is that thing we all did in primary school where you do a large font so you don't have to type as many words. Oh.
That's
fantastic.
That's a killer first
okay.
one.
Okay, well, he's not wrong.
It I can am get learning violent. Here.
Yeah.
Water fact two.
Yeah.
Full stop.
Great.
Water is usually a liquid between the temperatures of 100 Celsius and 0 Celsius. And it's
usually.
Usually, yeah.
I'm really pushing the clip art in this book because there's one of a rain cloud with some rain falling.
Yeah. My question is, why have you gone 100 to 0? Shouldn't it be 0 to 100?
Yeah.
Starting with the big one makes it more dramatic.
It also stops being water when it gets to 101 degrees Celsius.
Number three, less than 1% of the Earth's water is fresh.
Right.
Less than 1%?
Less than 1%, yep. And
have you fact-checked these for 2019?
I don't know if that's true. That can't
Mate,
be
this
true.
Is copyright 2002.
Sorry, I don't know why I questioned that.
And another clip art of a bottle of water.
Yeah, right. Some has been drunk out of it, presumably fresh water, but who's to know? There's not much
in
of it.
A 100% recyclable bottle, of course.
Yeah, okay.
And water fact number four, the first water pipes in America were made of hollowed out logs.
Shit.
And another clip art of some chopped down trees.
The first water pipes in America were made of hollowed out logs. Who would have taught him that?
Your parents did a really good job on this assignment for you.
And this is the best part.
Who would teach you that?
So as I was going through this, I was like, okay, it's been put into a book. And then I quickly realised that I'd made these pages in PowerPoint.
Mm.
And on the last page, we've got in massive type, thank you for watching. With
thank you for watching my book.
3, 4, 5, 6. With 7 dots.
Still waiting for part 2, obviously.
And
the sequel.
The most relevant picture in this whole book is of a cat.
The clip art pictures of water were running very, very dry.
Can we request that you update that for 2019?
Can we have the sequel Earth Facts or Air Facts or something?
I want my other elements to be put into PowerPoint book version.
No. So I learned a lot the other day when I read that.
Yeah. No, look, we look forward to Firefax copyright Adam Spencer 2019.
Fire can get very hot.
It's easy. It's easy.
Joe and Adam.
Boys, this might be a bit of a quick one, but
quick game's a good game.
Quick game's a good game, as they do.
You've got the timer going as well, so.
Oh, so it must be quick. Very
it's
quick.
Counting forwards, not backwards, so that's okay. Like, it's not like we've got to stop at a certain time. We'll be okay. I'm just
drawing it out at this point. So.
I just want to set the scene here, which again, not drawing it out. Something that happened this morning to me.
Right.
For those who don't know, I'm technically a teacher, right?
Are you though?
Yeah, well, that's why I said technically. You're a substitute teacher. A fill-in teacher, yeah. Right? I'm just trying to set the tone for what would be expected of a fill-in teacher, right?
Not much, obviously.
Yeah, I was going
to
say
not much. But think back to when you went to school. What time did school start?
Yeah. Was it usually the first bell was like 10 to 9?
For me,
yeah.
Mate, school started as soon as the alarm went off.
Just have a listen to him. And it never stopped.
Hasn't stopped since. Yeah, I'm still going.
So confident.
Yeah, 10 to 9, we had a homeroom when we were all at school together.
Yeah. Right?
8:50.
8:50.
For those.
That's another way of saying that, yeah. If you can't keep up with very basic language.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not opposed to getting up a bit later.
A bit later.
Honesty goes a long way, mate.
Yeah, on an off day, I have been known to. I'll do a 2 p.m. if I have to. I'll do, you know, 10s early, right?
Make me sick.
But on a school day, I'll aim to be up at 7, right?
Yeah, that's good.
In case I get called into work, you know, worst case scenario, I'll be getting up hopefully at 7:30, right?
This would be good.
Alarm went off today. Now, when the alarm goes off, are you on the iPhones? Is everyone on iPhones?
Yep. Yeah.
You know that when the alarm goes off, you get the option for a snooze or a stop.
Yep.
I've pressed the stop in my snoozy state. And when I resurfaced again for air, she was 8:35 for an 8:50 start.
So you'd been called in.
I knew I was working the day before.
Yeah.
And you were doing 8:50 class.
I had homeroom at 8:50 and I'd woken up at 8:35.
Gee whiz.
Let me talk you what has to happen.
There's already kids in the classroom at that point.
Oh, yeah. Let me talk you through what has to happen for an 8:35 get up. You got to be at work in 15 minutes. Here's what you have to leave out. Shower, gone. Any personal hygiene, gone.
Yep.
Didn't even get to do my teeth. I know. Breakfast, of course, gone. That's not going to happen. Literally just woke up, went, we might beat this out, but knowing us, we probably won't bother. I just went, oh, shit. And then just...
I've done that in the past. So yeah.
Isn't it terrifying? I just threw on the first clothes that I saw and just got out the door.
It's not a quiet expression of the word, is it? Like, usually it's pretty loud.
Yeah, it's pretty panicky. And walked into that classroom as the bell went for 8:50.
You're kidding. You actually made it.
I actually made it.
So, I mean, it probably wouldn't have been a massive difference because you just would have been there for 10 minutes and came back home.
Yeah, but that's not the only class I had.
For the day.
No. I didn't mean it like that.
I'm pretty amazed by this, actually. It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
It's very right? Unlike Joe.
And that's it. You're talking about peak hour traffic. That's a 5-6 minute drive. So really, I know that's for a Melbourne class. It's not much.
Someone who's
complaint.
Lived in Sydney and Melbourne, peak hour in this town is nothing. You saw a tractor.
And there was a cow that I had to swerve around.
Yep. Was there any Extinction Rebellion? Elderly people on the way there.
Oh, dear. But anyway, just thought I'd sort of share that. It's not as bad as the time when I was on placement to become a teacher and I may have woken up at recess for an 8:30 start.
If the teacher doesn't show up after 15 minutes, you're legally allowed to go home.
So yeah, that's, so. That's, the, yeah, that's the law.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, kids, for showing up to every class. Good on you,
mate.
I was going to say I'll be there at 8:40 tomorrow, but I won't because it's Saturday. So, okay.
You may as well go in.
I broke.
Oh, yes!
And I lost.
It's Joe and Adam.
Guys?
Yes.
You know I love my quizzes and my
You love
game
a quiz,
shows.
A game show. You'll sometimes do an interview in the format of a game show just because you love it so much. So.
Yeah. Got another one for you.
Yeah,
for
great.
Us.
Go on.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls,
never
it's
change.
Time for another Joe and Adam quiz.
Slash show.
That,
slash game.
That segment opener has got so many legs. Just, we're getting our full usage from those royalties.
You got to okay. pump it up.
Yeah,
now,
great.
For those who listen to the pod regularly, well, there's a sweeper in
I'm
there
sitting
somewhere.
Right here.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's in.
There's a sweeper in there somewhere that gets put in, and it's Joe doing a Hughesy impression.
Yeah, right? Yep.
So I, listening back on, not last week, the week before's, the latest pod that we've done.
Great.
And heard that and just absolutely lost it. Like,
well, because it's terrible.
Laughing. Because it's terrible.
Yeah, thank you.
And it, you know what I'm thinking? You know what we should do is a competition about it, you know, us doing impressions of people.
I love this.
Talking about random topics, right?
Oh, yes.
So,
good.
Given that we've got carrots here.
Yes, of course.
This is how it's going to work.
Yep, gotcha.
I've put a whole bunch of celebrity and people's names into a wheel, right? We're going to spin it, and whatever one it lands on, you have to do that impression.
Yep.
This is exciting.
Now,
this
carrots
is, so exciting.
Is going to give us the topic, right? So,
gotcha.
We'll spin. Then you get the topic.
Yep.
Actually, no, you get the topic first.
Yep.
Then you spin.
Yes, good.
And then
yeah,
you
like,
just have to
yeah, like
you just have to go with it.
Yeah,
all
okay,
right.
Gotcha.
So do you want to start or do you want to rock off or
we can rock off.
All right. Ready?
It's always fun to have a rock off.
I can adjudicate okay. this. Rock, paper, scissors.
Ooh.
Draw.
Ooh.
Draw.
Three draws in a row.
We're going to a fight to the death now, guys.
What? What are the odds?
I'm
really hoping that was fun.
I'm gonna go paper.
All right.
And I did go paper, and so did Adam. Okay.
Okay, right. Here we go.
This is riveting.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Adam, finally, after six rounds of rock, paper, scissors.
So do I get to choose it, guys?
Yeah, you can.
All right, you can go first.
What was the... Okay, yep, I'll go first.
So carrots, you've got the...
I've got the topic.
The topic? What is the topic for Joe?
Cooking.
Okay, great.
Okay, Joe, press the spinny circle thingo.
In the middle?
Yep.
Yep. Okay, here we go. And to talk about cooking, I have...
a duck.
How long do you want me to go for?
Just... we'll give, like, I don't know, like 10 seconds. What, however long it feels.
Wow.
What does this have to do with cooking?
Well, what I like to do is cook me up some duck. Quack, quack.
Well, you gave him a tick for that one.
I definitely gave him a tick for that.
I was trying for Donald Duck. It just didn't sort of... we didn't
goodness.
Vibe on that level.
As soon as you started.
Okay. Jeez. Great. All right, Adam. You're up. Good luck beating that, mate. It's all I can
all right.
say.
I'll see what I can do.
All right. Topic.
Topic,
carrots?
Please.
Couches.
Couches.
Oh, yeah, good.
All right. Spinning.
And to talk about couches, you will be inhabiting...
Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson.
Well, that's very niche.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Couches. They're very comfortable.
He's got to get there. He's getting there.
I like to sit on them.
That's how we talk.
That's what couches
are. That's all I got.
That's really good.
That's pretty good. That's definitely winning. That's definitely winning.
That's a good one.
Well, that was tough.
I think we all panicked with the start, and then he definitely
he
came back.
He brought that home.
Yeah. Adam's good at this. I have said this before. You can do an impression.
All right, here we go. I'll try anyway.
Give me a topic.
Impersonation of a shopping mall Santa through this character.
Okay, and to be the shopping mall
Hope
Santa,
you get duck again.
I will be Shrek.
Here we go.
Okay. We're just getting the character. What's something Shrek would say?
Something about a swamp, maybe.
Okay. Udik, come here, little girl.
Cut!
what would you like from Santa?
It just sounds like Mike Myers has gone unhinged.
Would you like Shrek on DVD? Oh, I can't. It's yeah.
Okay, that's all.
It
I've is. Got, yeah. That's half. Yeah.
There's no tick for that, surely.
Yeah, completely right. I didn't even tick myself. Yeah. No.
And I'll cop that on the chin.
Nice try.
All right, carrots go. This is so much fun, by the way.
All right. We'll do three rounds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you please give me the pre-flight passenger departure brief from a flight captain from Melbourne to Sydney?
That is a good. Yeah, good passenger
good
as well.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Here we go.
The guy wasn't Sydney to Melbourne.
Yeah, I know.
Nah, redo because I got my own name. No, I legitimately.
I know you did, but that would have been good if I got that.
Forrest Gump.
And let's fasten seatbelts, as they say. Down we go.
Here we go.
Bing, bing, bing. Hello. My name is Captain Forrest. Forrest Gump. It's going to be a good flight today. We're gonna get to about 30,000 feet, which is pretty high. Anyway, hope you have a good flight.
Oh my goodness.
Oh. I can't wait to see Jenny when I get home.
It's so good, isn't it? It's like he's in the room.
Oh. I feel like I'm just ready for departure.
Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan?
Mate, give yourself a tick for that one.
Yeah, that's 100% okay. A tick. I fully support that.
You know what? We're doing four rounds.
Yeah, it's too much fun. It's too much fun. Okay, here we go. I'm up. Carrots?
Can you tell me what that cat outside the window, if you were that cat?
What I'm thinking is that cat?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think I've ever had.
Just for those
this
at home, there's,
on
there's,
the pod,
there's,
by
there's
the
a
way.
Cat just walking.
There's
across
a cat on a fence.
I hope you get a duck.
Well, I can't do that. It's Joe Baxter.
Oh no, no, okay. If you got yourself, yep, then okay. That's fine. Yep. Oh, I'm just re-spinning it for you.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
Sorry.
That's okay. Donald Trump.
Oh goodness me!
Here we go. Here we go.
Okay. I don't know. What I'm gonna build a wall about these mice. I'm standing on the wall. I am the wall. I'm feeling that this wall is not big enough for these mice. Oh, became something else there.
The cat just got pulled down from the wall.
Trump fan. That's what happens. If you disagree with Trump, someone will bring you
his
down.
Hands just
oh, I've got
out.
The laugh sweats
oh,
going on right
God.
Now.
It's gonna
I've
be
never
warm,
had
yeah.
this much fun in my life.
I'm going to give you a ding for that.
God, dearie me.
All right, last round?
Yep, last round. Unless we do this for the rest of our lives, which
we
I'm
could.
Happy to do.
We
please be the checkout attendant at Woolworths.
Oh,
me.
Yeah, that's good. Yep.
Okay. David Attenborough.
Oh my goodness.
It's so good.
So I'm talking to you or am
you're,
I like
you're impersonating a checkout person as David.
Did you want someone to talk okay. to? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, please, yeah.
Okay, I'll be there. Okay.
Hello. How's it going?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Boop. How has your day been?
Yeah, pretty relaxed. You look like a 15-year-old boy when I walked up to you.
I'm just going to put your groceries in the bag.
Great.
Like a champion. The old David Attenborough comment, like a champion.
I've heard that many times on planet Earth.
The alpha male is mating with the female like a champion.
Do you have flybys?
No, I don't. Thank you.
Okay. Another classic David Attenborough line.
Okay. Oh, God. Oh. I mean, you had the voice was on its way, I
oh,
would
thank
say.
You. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, yeah, I don't think I've experienced that kind of conversation with you.
Tick.
Yeah, I'd give it a tick.
I also usually do self-checkouts.
He's a man of the people.
All right, last round.
Okay, last round. All right, carrots.
Oh, gee.
The situation. You have been literally looking out the window in the past, so.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of ideas right now.
Yeah. Geez, there's some good. Some
maybe
good
maybe you spin it first, and I'll tell you one when
okay.
it's done.
I assume if we get a one we've done before, we re-spin.
Of course.
Yep.
It's Cleveland.
Oh boy, this is a lot of pressure on me now.
Here we go.
Can you please report the nightly news?
And breaking news in I need to say no breaking news in Ballarat. There's a bathtub that's about to fall out of the the top floor of the building, and I'm in the bathtub and it's falling, and no.
I'll give you a tick.
One of those impressions where I realise I can only do 3 seconds of it.
That was a really good one.
Wonderful.
Oh, that is maybe the most fun I've ever had in my life.
All right. Last one.
Okay. Last one.
Go.
Can you please be a football player post-game, giving me a generic post-game speech good. Interview?
Good.
All right.
Joe, you might have to interview him for this one.
Oh, we've done Forrest Gump before, so re-spinning. Who was the pilot? Yeah,
I'll interview you.
Done Jack Nicholson. Oh, no, Shrek. Oh, God.
Would you take a run at Shrek?
Can I skip?
You can skip.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, here we go. She's looking like...
Cleveland.
All right, let me pick one.
Okay.
Let me just pick one.
With yeah. Carrots can pick one.
Last one. Okay. Bonus. Okay. Yep.
Bonus round. Here we go. To end a 40-minute break.
Sorry to do this to you, but can you please do Husey?
Oh, I was actually hoping to pick that. Because you haven't heard my Husey impression, have you?
All right, Husey played a hell of a game there, 36 possessions. How did it feel out there for the boys?
Yeah, it was a good game, guys. Dave Hughes. Yeah, we really put the performance on, didn't we? Yeah.
And
the coach said go out and get the ball, so he did.
It's the best impression in the world. Okay, wrap it up there. You can't. No one's going to beat that.
Give yourself multiple
Give himself an absolute thing. Oh my god.
Gentlemen.
Oh,
wrong one.
Thanks.
That was really good.
That was the best one I've ever had in my life. Husey, thanks for joining us, mate. Really appreciate the time.
Yeah, no worries, guys. You have a good night. Yeah.
S. Eggman change.
It's Joe and Adam.
Welcome back. Great to have Husey.
Very lucky to have him in, to be honest. And Shrek, of course.
That was a fantastic game.
It was maybe the best segment, like fun wise, we've ever done. That absolutely. Was so much fun.
Very impressive. Very impressive.
Thanks, mate. This wasn't my idea. I took credit for that.
No, I'll take it.
Yeah, good boy. Yeah.
Guys, I'm going to turn serious for a moment.
Oh dear.
Politics?
No. I've made a few faux pas in the last couple of weeks, and I just need to apologise to a few people.
Okay, great.
Firstly, a couple of weeks ago, I went to a 30th.
That's okay.
And it was in a shed.
That's okay.
And the theme was Gatsby.
That's okay.
So everyone's rolled up in like a... I could just go in like a suit and slacks.
You're going almost like tuxedo at that point.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. I was like, I'm not doing that. So I went in what's known as a zoo suit. Anyone heard of that?
That's where you dress up as an animal?
No, I'm going to show you a quick photo just for reference purposes. If I can
zoo it. As in Z-double-O.
Yeah, so zoo suit. So big yellow costume.
What?
It's like,
which was apparently all the rage.
It looks like the mask. Remember the mask?
Yeah.
It is the mask suit. Yeah.
Go move it.
Like a very loose fitting, it's all yellow suit, but the suit coat is very baggy, I would say.
Like bright yellow. Yeah. Anyway.
It's very 90s.
So clock strikes midnight. I'm out of there. I'm going.
Yeah, well,
home.
You're Cinderella. You've got to get.
I'm going to bed.
Go and clean some houses.
I said goodbye to everyone that I saw inside the shed.
Oh dear.
And I got home, got into bed, and I get a call from one of my mates.
Great.
And left a voicemail because I didn't answer because I was going to bed.
Did you watch it ring out? Because I do that to Carrot
sometimes.
Yeah, that happens all the
time. I'm going to sound like a terrible bloke here. I think I did. Yeah. Anyway.
Wow. There's another topic, but this I think you're allowed to do that sometimes.
Shut it.
It depends on the situation.
If you're going to bed, that's okay, mate.
Anyway, so like 2 minutes later, I get a bing. You have a voicemail.
Great. Or not great.
And in this voicemail, said friend was quite upset that I didn't say goodbye to her.
Genuinely upset or?
Oh, no, she was genuinely upset. It's like a roller coaster of emotion. I saved the audio, which I won't play just for her privacy.
That's a shame.
But Yeah. I played you the audio last
week.
Oh, no.
Week. Okay. Yeah, that yeah. One. Sorry, that
it's
one.
It's just
yeah.
a roller coaster of emotions.
It really went through a lot of bumps and, yeah, really got the full range of emotions in there, didn't she?
Yeah, she
are
did.
Are we getting her on the pod?
Look, if there's a possibility upset, we
yeah.
could.
Yeah, we could.
If she wants to accept my apology, she can.
Is that what you've got? You've prepared an apology? Or
No. Well,
it's pretty. Pretty
basically.
Pretty.
Please welcome DJ Carrots.
I was going to say, it's pretty slack to have an apology about 40 minutes into a podcast, mate.
Yeah, no, right.
Also, it feels like he doesn't have an apology ready.
Yeah, okay, that's what I'm getting the gist of.
No, anyway, so the voicemail, she's very upset that I didn't say goodbye to her.
Yes, you know, of course.
I am very upset, Adam Spencer. Anyway, went
on. That's you, yeah.
So... after hearing that, I felt bad, so I just wanted to apologise for not saying goodbye to my friend.
Yeah.
At the 30th last night, oh, a couple of weeks ago.
Do you have a prepared package or something?
No, I don't. No, no.
Oh, that was it.
So okay. that, no, no. But I do have another apology which I must address as well.
Jesus. Just wrecking lives out there, boys.
yeah, no, this is a big one.
Oh, boy.
Well, I don't know. It depends how you see it.
Yeah.
Went out for tea with my mate and his wife.
So far,
wife.
So good. Wow.
And our other friend, and we went to a Thai food place in Ballarat.
Yeah, I reckon I know who this is, but anyway. yeah, go on.
And we ordered like an entree thing. So we got like spring rolls and some chicken skewers, satay chicken skewers.
Great ordering.
So they have four skewers and four spring rolls. I'm not a huge fan of spring rolls.
That's okay. Well, because it's got vegetables in it and you hate vegetables.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. Don't make friends to salad, mate.
Ask for some KFC or something in there.
That was a bit rough.
Oh, no, I mean,
huge oof.
I would like to also make an apology. I would like to also make a formal apology.
Anyway,
it was just a joke about vegetables.
No,
he mute his mic.
Yeah, no, I would like to formally dumped for a second. I would like to
formally there we go. Apologize. I will not so be silent.
So
no, I apologize.
So the food comes out anyway. So I grab the chicken skewer.
Gotcha.
Well. One of them anyway, and everyone sort of else is digging in and we're sort of having a bit of a chat, and I noticed there's one chicken skewer left.
Yeah, I knew as I said.
So I was like, oh, I didn't even think about it. I was like, oh, sweet, no one must be going to have that. So I had that as well. So
they can have your spare broccoli or something.
That gave me two chicken skewers and no spring rolls.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Anyway, my
it seems level to be honest with you.
Anyway,
yeah.
My mate's wife goes, where'd my chicken skewer go?
Oh, dear.
And they all just looked at me. And then that's when I realised I accidentally ate her chicken skewer.
That's not when you realised, mate. You're exactly no, what you were doing.
I legitimately didn't even think about it when I ate it. But then I was like...
Yeah.
And then I kind of felt bad, so I wish to apologise formally for eating the chicken skewer, which I shouldn't have eaten.
I will accept the apology on behalf of the mate's wife. I will award reparations and damages, which means that you will have to take her out to that same restaurant, order her four chicken skewers, and each time she can eat the chicken skewer in front of you, and she is allowed to say to you, would you like one? And even if you say yes, please, she then eats it in front of you.
I don't think you have to apologise, Spence, to be honest.
And you will say thank you, ma'am.
I don't think you're in the wrong here, mate.
No. Thank you. Jesus. Thank you, at least.
Snooze, you lose at dinner, mate.
Yeah, you're just annoyed we couldn't talk about politics, mate. So you're trying to take a controversial opinion. yeah, look.
So to both of those people, me scoozy.
Yeah.
Me
well,
absolute scoozy.
Yeah. Which, if you don't speak Italian, it's going to sound confusing. Me scoozy for the KFC comment as well. Has this just turned into...
No. Back in a sec.
Okay, me scoozy.
Segment change.
Segment change.
It's Joe and Adam.
Joe and Adam.
Gentlemen, a couple of things before we finish. One, been a hell of a show.
Well, it has.
Good one.
Two, great introduction of me, Scoozy. So we're just talking off here. And again, me, Scoozy.
Me, absolute Scoozy.
Me, absolute Scoozy. Just got a couple of things I want to cover off. Things relevant to today. Firstly,
where's this going?
Look, you and I normally just do the podcast with the two of us.
Yeah, generally. Yep. Yep.
Very much in our own flow of things. When you arrive, we do it at my place. When you arrive, you know, we set up the gear and we just sort of get into it.
Carrot. Oh, no, we're not talking about this.
Yep.
What's going on?
Feel free to shut his mic down. He's worked out what's going on and he deserves this. Carrots.
No.
It starts off with a dig at carrots. Carrots, on the other hand, expects some sort of like first class treatment. Like he's just ordered $6,000.
But he did ask nicely.
Carrots expects me to make him a cup of tea and give him a foot rub and all this sort of crap. So, Amy, my girlfriend, quite nicely offered you a cup of tea.
Yeah, lovely chick.
Don't worry, mate. It's going to swing back to Adam in a minute. So, it's going to swing back to the main Adam.
Gotcha.
As he downs what can only be considered vodka in preparation for what's coming. That does a Scooby-Doo impression. he's tempted. He's going to do it. And I was inspired by Amy Carrots, and I thought, well, she's given you a cup of tea. I'm going to have a cordial.
Sure.
Adam and I, very similar beasts. We'd both go, you know, chips at the same time. We'd both get cordial at the same time. We're normally in sync with that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So I offered him a cordial. What was his response? You remember that?
I think he wanted water.
But at first, up for the cordial.
I was absolutely up for the cordial.
Yeah, and just tell people why you changed your mind there, mate.
Well, you pulled out the bottle.
Mm.
And I said, what flavour is it? And you said lemon, lime and bitters.
Yeah.
So I said, I'll just have a water.
Yeah, but what? Because
I don't like lemon, lime and bitters. Is that okay?
Okay. Well, I mean, I just would like to officially get your list
free
of...
Free country?
would like to get your list of... Just give me your top five cordials. So I can have them in stock for next time.
Well, anything that's not lemon, lime and bitters, really.
Yeah. Can I guess?
Yeah, go on, because I can't even think of
any. Is it the entire Cotties range? Is it cola,
my
raspberry,
dad, Pixie's orange? Nose. Raspberry's actually a pretty good flavour. Not that I've honestly not had cordial in 5 years, okay. 6 years.
What were we after, just so we know? Pepsi Max.
Oh, well, Pepsi Max is okay, but in terms of like a cordial, I was expecting like a raspberry or a... orange or something like that, but yeah. Lemon lime bitters, mate.
Is it too fancy for you?
No, I just don't like it.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Can I just? I know we've done the me scoozy segment, but me scoozy. Carrots. I now turn to you, and this is the final just bit of paperwork I wanted to cover off before we finished.
Sure.
Here we go.
Adam, you know that it was Carrots' birthday a couple of days ago.
Indeed it was.
Yesterday.
Yes.
not a couple of days ago. It was yesterday.
Shit. Huge day.
Now, Carrots, Adam and I were going to organise a present.
Such a lie.
But we were too lazy to do it.
For you. Yeah. And, you know, I think there's been a miscommunication because clearly both of us rocked up. Neither of us have it. Let me just give you the couple of ideas we had. You tell us which one you would have rather had. Okay. And we will sort it out for you.
Yep.
Carrots, the first present we were going to give you to present on the pod was a carrot cake.
that would have been pretty funny.
Okay.
Classic.
That would have been a good one. I love carrot cake.
The
Actually, fun fact.
Here we go.
Mum did cook a carrot cake for my birthday.
Yeah, because I told her to. No, I didn't. What are these sound effects going on? The second present we were going to give you, mate, probably better than the carrot cake, I would have thought.
Absolutely.
We were going to go for... and just get the outro music ready here, mate, because he won't like this. Is because, you know, I was texting you during the day and I'd forgotten it was your birthday and I felt bad.
Yeah.
So I just thought, wouldn't it be great if we got you a big cake from the cheesecake shop and it had written on the cake...
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking like... an expensive cake.
Oh, yeah.
And it had, Adam and I had organised, and it had written on the cake, "Happy birthday, Adam."
Yeah.
And then we had a big photo of Adam Spencer on the cake. But again,
carrots,
you know.
Carrots would have appreciated
that. Yeah, again, time and money and you know, just effort, just couldn't get into it. So, you know, I guess.
That's fine.
Just imagine one of those.
There's always next year, guys.
There's always next year.
Christmas is coming up soon, guys.
Okay, I think we're out of time. Okay.
Yeah, we've had that discussion.
Yeah. Carrots, thanks for coming on, mate. Is this a new outro?
No, mate, this has been running for like 100 years.
It's been 2 weeks in a row. I won't be back next week. Probably be busy.
Yeah, fair enough.
Thanks, mate.
No, it's actually been a huge show.
It has been a big one. Thanks for listening.
Thank you to all our special guests.
Yes,
You're welcome.
And look, we'll be back next week.
All the impressionators.
Yeah, thanks to Husey. Thanks to Shrek.
No worries, guys.
David, get out of the room.
He presumably stayed in the room to just jump on the mic at the end.
Pleasure to be here on your podcast. That's all
and,
I got.
And good luck with the throat injury that's coming from that.
Please
we'll be back next week.
Yeah, see you next week. I'm just going to pad out for a little bit until the intro runs out. So,
me absolutely doozy.
Don't forget to check us out on Facebook. You're still Joe Baxter?
Still Joe Baxter. Do you want me to change it or you want me to keep it?
Oh, mate, I'm happy with it. You know what? I sent you a message from my one into your Joe Baxter one like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And you have never replied.
I can change it if you want.
Does that surprise you, though? Does that really surprise you?
We'll talk about that.
Oh, he's padded out enough. And now we go our separate ways and I'll never speak again.
Me scoozy.
Me scoozy. Thanks, Luke.